Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Say the callers only get 1 minute, but then they're telling a story about Switzerland. It's so interesting that I held the guy over. We're talking to Ben in Missouri. Then we're going to go to Johnny, Jason, Justin, many others. But, yeah, so they've got different cliques that are part of the parades in Switzerland. I've read about that. Never been to Switzerland. I want to go. And we've sent reporters there before. The footage is so beautiful. It's like something out of a Wonderland Disney movie or something. You were getting up to the fact that they were having a parade. Your parents work in Switzerland. Basil, go ahead.
And so one of the main themes to the parade this year, I think my dad said that there were over 25 floats that touched on the NSA spying. And I'm going to email it to you. The photos, he took a ton of photos because he knows that I'm awake. I'm obsessed with, fighting the new world order, liberty. I'm a total extremist. One of them in particular was, yes, we scan. There is a lot of good fun being poked at the NSA spying. So I'm going to send those over. But it's encouraging to me that, people in Europe and Switzerland worldwide are understanding what's going on. And it really gives me a lot of hope that my kids will be able to live in a world without, terrorism for my
Well, do this. Do this. Exactly. Write a description. Send it to showtips@infowars.com. We'll get it up. And absolutely. So the Swiss, I'm not going to get into their whole story and how they started when the Austrians were oppressing them. And then there was an uprising and they killed a bunch of the Austrian troops. And it's all about the Austrians coming to take their crossbows. So America got its ideas from Swiss, the British, and the Dutch, who had arm the citizen movements. And so their fight just came over here. And Switzerland, we had the police by the third day covering in Switzerland, my reporters, joining us in like torchlit processions, like out of a Frankenstein movie. Okay, because we had members of their federal government showing up saying, get out, David Rockefeller. I mean, they get it. They don't want to be slaves. That's why they're rolling in piles of cash and the highest standard of living worldwide. And just are so rich they can't help themselves because they didn't join the New World Order bankers. We did. We're screwed. Well, thank you, Ben. Let's talk to Johnny in Florida. Johnny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for waking me up, Alex. I've been listening every day for the past 3 years, and I try to spread the word as much as possible. I just want to point out, as all these situations have become prevalent, whether it's Libya, Syria, Ukraine, and now this deep with Russia, the masses are waking up to the New World Order and this global technocracy. And it's captured the federal government, and I think it's just rendering itself illegitimate. My question to you is it only cognitive dissonance and the psychological warfare we've been under, or is there something greater that's holding humanity back, and what's it going to take for us to finally be fed up with all the garbage that's going on in this world? Thanks. That's all I got.
God bless you. Great question. I think you probably know the answer. It's a lot of things. There's chemicals in the food and water and the television. We become spectators. And the government at the low level isn't bad people on average. So how do we get mad at them? We need to get the point out that the globalists have gotten control at the top. But what's holding us back is we still got food in our bellies, even though it's poison GMO. The Romans would hand out free bread in Rome to control the population. They called it the dole. And so they're taking our liberty and our freedom, but still we've got enough food. And so that's why they're able to progress, is that still life in the West is better than it is in the third world, and it's still better than any other time in history. So we've got great economic spoils and great opportunities. The world is great in many ways. And we're adaptive, and so as things start to get bad, we kind of muddle through it and live through it. We need to realize there's a prime evil, an anti-human directive, and that the globalists are taking us somewhere bad. You've got to explain to people that, hey, you don't want to go down the spider hole. We're up to the edge of it right now, and we're like, see those eyes in there? You don't want to go in that hole. See all the little skeletons hanging around the entrance? We need to get that message out to people that bad men are running things. We need to get them out of control. They want to crush us because they know we could reverse the tide.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, for the balance of the hour, we've got Harry Dent, harrydent.com, joining us. And, of course, he is the founder of Dent Research, an economic forecasting firm that really has an accurate record, as reported by CNBC and others, that specializes in demographic trends. He's going to be talking about that today, not just here, but Germany and its demographic cliff. And his mission is helping people understand change using exciting new research development from years of hands-on business experience. Mr. Dent offers tools for seeking key economic trends that will affect every aspect of your life. And he was one of the top folks at Bain Capital, obviously, tracking those trends to be able to make successful decisions for that company. And he has his MBA from Harvard Business School, worked at Bain & Company as a strategy consultant for Fortune 100 companies. Here's the headline out of CNBC. Get ready for the Dow at 16,000 by 2016, says a pro. And he broke that down with them a few weeks ago, so I wanted to get him on. I really appreciate him coming on harrydent.com. And he wants to get into 2014, the year of defaults for China, and Germany falls off the demographic cliff, and how that affects us here, and when we hit our baby boomer demographic cliff, and more. Mr. Dent, thanks for coming on.
Nice to be here, Alex.
Well, break it down for us. Well, first off, I'd like to cover this Dow at 6,000 by 2016 and then get into the demographic cliff.
Well, you know, I'll explain other reasons, but there's a big pattern in the stock market that should be more obvious to people. We've seen three bubbles now, one that peaked in 2000, then 2007, and then now each bubble has gone to new highs, but each crash in between has gone to new lows. So this is called a megaphone pattern. It's a very similar pattern to how the stock market peaked the last time a generation peaked in the late 60s, early 70s. There were three tops at higher highs and then a big crash in 73, 74. This would project that the Dow is going to hit about 17,000 in the next couple months, and then it's going to fall in the next couple years to just below 6,000. So that's a bigger crash than last time. That's like a 65% drop. So this is not something you should listen to your stockbroker and say, oh, just stay the course, stocks will come back. When stocks have peaked with major generational spending peaks like in 1929 and 1968, stocks did not get back to those levels for 24 to 25 years. So we're in, I think, for the largest downturn in our life. It's going to be very much like the 1930s, what I call a big debt detox. So people really need, I actually took a 70% cut in my advance from my publisher to get the demographic cliff book out early this year, because I think we're close to a top here, and I think people need to make some very hard decisions.
I agree. I want to talk about that book again, but expanding on this, you're not the only analyst saying this. We see governments creeping towards the pension funds, both the public and private, the IRAs, all of it. They're going to, quote, save it, I guess, when the plunge comes, by taking it over and taxing it. Seems to be what they're openly saying they're going to do. I don't think a lot of this is hidden, but I'm not hearing a larger discussion of it.
Well, you know, I mean, people should be worried. I mean, taxes are going to have to go up. The government has promised entitlements it can never, ever, ever pay, especially in a difficult economy that I'm painting and seeing for the next 6 to 10 years. Our population forecasts are much higher than they're going to actually be. Births are falling. Immigration falls in times like this. And this is what happened in the 1930s. So yeah, people, I mean, taxes are going to go up in all different types of ways, and especially more affluent people. If you don't protect your wealth from this bubble burst and protect your wealth from taxes, you're going to be in for a big surprise in the next several years.
I want to get more into that and what your book breaks down, the technicals, but specifically, how would you protect your wealth for the average person?
Well, you know, here's the thing to understand that we warn people about. This is only happens once in a lifetime. It's a bubble boom bursting, a debt bubble bursting. And when that happens, all financial assets go down. And all you have to do is go back and look at the crash in 2008. Stocks went down here and around the world, large cap, small cap, Asia, Europe, emerging countries. Real estate went down. Commodities went down. Gold and silver went down. And everybody was told, well, you can protect yourself with gold and silver, not in a deflationary crash, an inflationary recession or crisis like the 1970s. Gold and silver was great. It will not do well in this. So you basically have to take your profits off the table, get safe. I mean, you can short the markets if you want, but that takes some guts and that's risky. But if you just get in safe investments, when everything falls, you're going to be able to buy stocks, you know, 20, 30, 40 cents on the dollar. I mean, real estate, 30, 40 cents on the dollar and everything else. So that's the trick. That's what Joseph Kennedy did in the Great Depression. He got out of the stock market at the top. When his shoeshine boy was telling him to buy stocks, he said, oh, man, this thing's got to be over. Same thing. I had every cab driver giving me internet tips in late 99. I knew that one was about over. And then he just bought when things were down, and he made a fortune.
That's right. And so it's an opportunity for those that are positioned beforehand. Looking at that, though, obviously there's a race devaluing currencies, and I guess the establishment thinks, well, if there's actually a depressionary thing coming, that will somehow balance out. How does the inflation on the dollar and other currencies then tie into a deflationary situation in the rest of the economy?
Well, you know, the one thing, Alex, deflation is good for the dollar. When we started to deflate and debt started to deleverage in late 2008, the U.S. dollar went up 27%. It was the only thing that did go up versus other currencies. Now, the reason this happens, people want to understand, and this is something we have to argue with the gold bugs about constantly, but the U.S. dollar fell 58% from 1985 at its high in the Reagan era down to the beginning of this recession in early 2008 where it bottomed. 58%. The reason is we created massive amounts of debt, trade deficits, and now QE on top of that. We've created massive amounts of money, and that devalues, that debases the currency. We debase the dollar in the boom. When you get this bubble burst, when debt deleverages, you're destroying money. When financial assets go and a Dow goes from 17,000 to 6,000, that is destroying two-thirds of people's wealth in the stock market overnight. Less dollars chasing the same goods is the definition of deflation, and that's how you get deflation. But less dollars also means they're more scarce, and we're reversing the debasement of our currency. So really, this crisis is exactly what would put the dollar back in balance, would make real estate more affordable for young families again, stocks better, long-term investments, all this sort of stuff. We need this reset, and governments just don't want it to happen because nobody wants the music to stop on their chair. You know, everybody wants the crisis to hit the next administration.
Sure.
So central banks and politicians around the world just keep printing money to cover over the crisis, keep the banks from falling over. The banks would have gone under, a lot of them. We had a 1930s scenario building. And you know what? As bad as the 30s were, we had a huge debt detox. And we basically cut the debt from 190% of GDP in this country to 60% in the next several years. And that allowed us to grow again.
That's 30-year boom.
Yeah, incredible boom to follow that. We came roaring out of it. We're not coming out of this. I cover in chapter 2 in the book, I talk about the Japan coma economy. Japan has been doing this QE stuff since 1997 when they went off their demographic cliff, and I was one of the only people in the world that predicted the downturn of Japan in 1989. And they've been doing QE ever since. They have not deleveraged their debt. They have not rebalanced their economy.
Sure. I mean, undoubtedly, you're right. That's why they call you, you know, top pro in CNBC. But let's just expand on this then in layman's terms for folks. With what the global policies are right now versus what we think they should be, what do you see happening the next few years? Does this happen overnight? Does it happen in a process? I mean, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what do you see happening?
Well, we do kind of have a crystal ball. We predicted this downturn, Alex, by the way, in my first book in 1989. We predicted the simultaneous collapse of Japan in the 90s and the greatest boom in history and the greatest stock market surge in history for the United States and Europe. What we do is we look at demographics. People enter the workforce age 20, earn and spend more money, raising their kids and families, buying houses, borrowing money, and they peak at age 46. Now, everybody doesn't, but the average person spends the most money in their life at age 46. So the simplest indicator I have of many, but it is, I call it the spending wave, we just move forward the birth index in any developed country and move it forward 46 years to that peak in spending where people will have the highest impact, the highest numbers. And that would have told me, and it did tell me in 1988, that we had a boom from 1983 with baby boomers that was going to last until about 2007, and then the baby bust would slow down our economy, less spending, less house buying, less borrowing, all those things until about 2023. So we predicted these demographic headwinds and that we would go into a crisis starting in 2008 just with demographic. But there's another factor that's equally important. We've seen the greatest debt bubble, which then in turn fueled the greatest real estate bubble in modern history. Debt got up to about 4 times GDP in this country versus 190% at the top of the roaring 29 bubble, so twice as much debt. And that doesn't count $67 trillion in unfunded entitlements.
Well, that's my question. How do those two bubbles collapsing go together? They go down at the same time?
Well, that's what happened. At some point when this QE doesn't work or something triggers, like last time, the subprime crisis in the U.S. triggered stock crashes and debt crises around the world. Because all it takes is a trigger when demographics are slowing and debt is twice as high as it's ever been in history and 4 times if you count entitlements. All it takes is something to pop the bubble. I think it's going to be Germany going off. The Germany's downturn looks just like Japan's did to us in the late 80s. It's the steepest downturn in demographic spending of any country in the world at this point. And China's got an off the charts, and I mean off the charts, real estate and debt bubble. They have overbuilt everything in their economy 10, 12, 15 years ahead for and moved people, 220 million people in 12 years into cities with no skills. They got 27%.
It's a time bomb. It's a time bomb.
It's an absolute time bomb. It's an urban disaster. These people aren't even registered citizens in these cities. They're like illegal Mexicans in the United States. They're tolerated in a boom. They will not be tolerated in a bust. And they get no benefits, no education, no health care.
Harry Dent, stay there. This is incredible. I want to hear about how these time bombs go off together. Wow.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Right now at Emergency Essentials, get free shipping on every order over $150. And that's not all. We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere, like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's six cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Call 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com for weekly discounts and sales. That's UTOPIASilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Colors on the street, red, white, and
Kent is our guest for the balance of the hour. I will give the phone number out after we clear the phone lines. I'm sorry to all those that are holding patiently. We're going to shift gears to another subject at the start of the next segment, the economy, and we will take a few phone calls for our guest. He's got his new book out dealing with this, and I mean, I don't just immediately believe whatever I read. He's had so many predictions that have come accurately true. He, of course, was a big strategist at Bain Capital that has to understand the future of companies and things to make the right decisions with what they do in acquisitions or in sales. But when you look at this, this is all the big governments talk about, is the demographic cliffs. You've got from Italy to Japan to Russia to Germany to England to the whole UK, the US, Canada. You got a 1.4, 1.3, 1.5 replacement rate. You need 2.1 children. Parents have 2.1 children on average to just replace the society. So it's not just a demographic boom cliff we're at. It's that the death of the West that Pat Buchanan wrote about a decade ago. So you were getting into China and the time bomb, and they've got all their crazy problems in just empty ghost cities they've built. And then you've got all the government corruption going on. And no real social goals, and then a police state being set up. Well, I mean, where is it all going to go as all these countries go off the cliff in the next 5 years?
Well, you know, it can only go one direction. Japan's already showed us what happened. Japan was the first country to see their baby boom peak. They had a real estate bubble. People thought real estate could never go down. I said, no, this bubble's going to burst. Their stock bubble burst. So that's what happens. Wealth gets destroyed suddenly, then real estate goes down. People don't realize real estate's down 60% in Japan and never has bounced 22 years later because you've got more older people dying, and they're sellers of real estate, the young people who buy between the age of 27 and 42. I mean, we know exactly when people buy homes. So people don't realize the consequences. Not only is the baby boom peaking in more and more countries, and when it does, you see these bubbles burst, you see real estate go down, you see stocks collapse, then that causes bad loans in banks, and then they fail, and then that destroys debt, and that destroys money, as they said. These bubbles do burst. Japan already burst, and everybody's thinking, well, that's just Japan. Well, the U.S. came next. We predicted that. Europe is the next major region to see a major downturn in demographic spending, starting with Germany, the steepest, the U.K., Austria, and then Italy. But then all these countries go off the cliff. And East Asia, Japan's gone off, but South Korea comes a few years from now. China is the first emerging country to see their workforce peak. It's already slowing. It'll slow a bit the next 10 years. And then they go off the cliff, an emerging country. All other emerging countries have incredible demographic trends for decades to come. So this is predictable stuff. But the important part, as I was saying earlier, with all this debt and all these real estate bubbles around the world, and the real estate bubble in China is far more overvalued than anywhere else. And with high vacancy rates. I mean, can you imagine a real estate market where you got 27% of condos vacant and prices are still going up?
So what happens? NASA came out with a report yesterday and said the end of industrialized society. The British Ministry report in 2007 was classified but leaked, saying they believe in basically global total collapse, and the governments are digging in for that. Why not try to reverse this? Is there any way to reverse it?
You know, the only thing you do, you could learn a lesson from business. Governments could. I call it Chapter 11. You know, they used to have Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which they have, where you just basically a fire sale, you sell the assets, distribute the proceeds to creditors, and you're over. Well, that's a dumb way to do it. The United States came up with the innovation of Chapter 11, where the courts protect a company long enough for it to sell off its assets in more orderly, not a fire sale, to cut costs, and most importantly, to renegotiate debts with creditors. You go to your creditor and say, look, if we go on fire sale, you're going to get 10 cents on the dollar if you're lucky. But if you let us write down your debt to us 50%, which is a win-win for you, then we'll be able to continue forward. We need to restructure the debt. It wasn't just the $17 trillion in government debt. We created $42 trillion in private debt. And that debt, basically, most of it was created under George Bush between 2000 and 2008, during the bubble part of the boom. If we just wrote that debt back down to pre-bubble levels, we would get rid of $21, $22 trillion of debt overnight. Now, the banks would have to take hits, but they're the ones that should take the hits. They're the ones that lent this money to unsophisticated.
They're the ones that created the derivatives.
Yeah, they created the derivatives that financial institutions need to take this hit, not Homer Simpson. Homer Simpson's been taking the hit with underwater mortgages, falling real.
If they they do that again, they're going to kill Homer Simpson. And then who are the banks going to live off of if they kill the golden goose? I want to ask you that and talk about your book that breaks this down that obviously everybody needs to read. HarryDent.com is our guest. And I'll tell you what's scary. Everything he's saying is right there if you follow the news, folks. We'll be right back to break down his forecast.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just about pay today. Got me your pockets full of
change. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Top economic forecaster specializing in demographic trends, Harry Dent joins us. I want him to talk about his book coming out and break that down here in a moment. And I want to go back to the CNBC report, get ready for the Dow at 6,000 by 2016. If I look at the socialist groups in government and some of the big banks that work with them who always want to saddle Homer Simpson with their bad bets and their derivatives and other counterfeit instruments, their plan is clearly set up at the police state, being done worldwide. They're financing that. And then, as things collapse, pose like they're the savior and take over the pension funds, the private pension funds, the government pension funds, and really not even scale back a lot of the payments and things that former government workers and others are going to be getting that are clearly unsustainable. And so they don't take a haircut. Everybody else does. And if you don't like it, well, Homeland Security now basically lists not liking the Federal Reserve policy as terrorism, and the Tea Party is terrorist, and returning veterans are dangerous, and gun owners. We see the move now to use NORTHCOM Homeland Security as a domestic control arm in the storm that's coming, and they're going to use the economic crisis to get everybody on welfare, basically, use the scaled-up industrial capacity to at least give people their bread and circus. Even though it's scaling down, it's still scaled up from whatever was in history to where they can give people their baubles, their bread and circuses, and then in exchange convert us to a authoritarian system where the big banks are above the law with corporate diplomatic immunity ruling over us with a form of global governance and $100 trillion every decade in carbon taxes to fund and back their SDRs. Now, Mr. Dent, from what I've studied, you study demographics. I study the wide spectrum, but I know you study that as well. You're one of the smartest guys out there on record when it comes to predicting things. Do you disagree with the gestalt I just threw out, or do you add something to it? Because it looks like this is pretty well planned out to me.
Well, yeah, that is the trend. Governments kind of take more power, and things go wrong. It gives them a reason to step in. I say it's even worse than that, Alex, because what they're doing here is killing the golden goose. They're rejecting the free market capitalist system that made us so rich. That requires booms and busts, inflation and deflation, innovation, creative destruction. You have to have failure as part of the system. It doesn't work without success and failure, and they're just saying, no, nothing can fail. We can't let big companies go under. We can't let banks that made terrible loans go under. And we can't flush this debt out of our system. Like you say, the best thing that could happen for the average household is they get their mortgage written down to what the house is now worth. And I see houses going down much more in the next crisis. So I think the only saving grace for me, Alex, because politically, we'll never deal with these entitlements. We'll never deal with this debt. We'll never let government kind of give up their control of the economy. We're going to have a crisis. The government's going to have to fail. People are going to have to lose faith in central banks, quantitative easing, which is just like taking more and more of a drug to keep coming down off a high. That's all it does, creating money out of thin air. That's another way to create debt, just like bank loans that get too high. We need to basically have a crisis so we can have a revolution, because this is not going to happen politically. And I think you're right. The government's almost, in some ways, a crisis would give them the chance to step in and have more control and martial law and stuff at times. But I think what's going to happen is the crisis is going to be so bad that people are going to lose faith in governments, and especially China. Now, economists say, China's like the new state capitalism, the new model. Wow, look how great they're doing. China, to me, mark my words, is going to prove that governments don't know how to manage economies and shouldn't manage economies. They should just set clear, good, simple rules and let the free markets work and let them go up and down and let them succeed and let them fail. Let them invest. Let them innovate. They're killing the golden goose. So to me, it's even worse than what you're saying, because you kill capitalism, and we're already aging. We're already going to slow just from aging and slowing demographics. Like you say, no replacement rates for most populations, and we're better than most because of, we have higher than Japan or Germany. But man, China has really gone off the reservation. If we're printing money, they're printing condos and just building railroad stations and bridges and highways and office buildings and malls that are empty in cities and whole cities. So this is the craziest thing that ever happened. If we don't have a crisis soon, we're in real trouble.
I agree with you, but the establishment cannot stand to let things be somewhat free, even somewhat. They've got to micromanage it. They've got to give the insiders the knowledge. They've got to bail out Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and then sign the debt onto us and have the media a year later say, in 2008, it was their fault. A year later, it was how I was in debt. I was bad. I owed the trillions. I owed, millions of dollars to the government in the aggregate. A total fraud. But I got to say, Mr. Dent, A lot of it lies with the public. The public politically is so mesmerized with Justin Bieber and LeBron James and all the rest of the propaganda and have had liberty and wealth so long that the public, not everybody, but a large portion of them, are delusional, dumbed down, stupid, lazy, give me a handout, scum, who literally look at me and think I need to pay more so they could sit on their butts. A, do you agree with that? B, what happens when it all goes to hell in a handbasket? I see the hordes of them voting in a democracy, not a republic. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner to literally politically bring in authoritarianism and absolutely make the producers their slaves or a French Revolution. I mean, every angle of this, I just see bad to worse.
Well, you know, yeah, I would add to that that we're also spoiled. We've had the greatest boom in history, really since World War II, but especially 1983 to 2007. And that was just a 46-year lag that we show in the demographic cliff, as simple as economic tool. Just a 46-year lag on the baby boom birth index. So this baby boom created a great boom. But then but we thought, hey, yeah, everybody's supposed to retire with $100,000 a year pensions and you know, all this, you know, Social Security, medical, Medicare, Medicaid. We can't even afford the health care we had, and now we're expanding it. Paul Ryan's plan wasn't even close to what it would take to balance out entitlement. So we're spoiled, and I think we need reality. And I've got to hope that when things go down, if we have a big enough crisis, people will realize, I mean, governments, economists, businesses, and everyday people realize we're bankrupt. We're not bankrupt like Chapter 7, because we're still the largest country in the world, and we got better demographics than most of our competitors. But we cannot go on with these debt levels and these entitlements.
We've got to right the ship.
We've got to wake up and get real. We got to wake up and smell the coffee. And I think that's what the good thing is. People realize, I used to turn around companies at Bain & Company, and I did it with small business as well. And when a company's really in a crisis, people get real really quick, and you can make changes. You can fire half the people, and people agree to it because they realize if we don't fire half the people, 100% of us are going to lose our jobs, and the company's going to die. So people get more clear. So I've got some level of faith that when we have a crisis, people will wake up and they will get smarter about things. And then they'll listen. I hate to say, I mean, most people don't listen to people like me. Oh, I'm too bearish. Look, I've been bullish for 20-some years. I predicted this great boom when nobody saw it coming and predicted the fall of Japan and all these other countries to follow. But they'll start listening to people who told them the right things. Everybody's telling them it's okay. Warren Buffett, of all people, is getting out there saying it's okay. The government's doing the right thing. How can the right thing be printing trillions of dollars out of thin air to cover over a debt crisis? How can that possibly be the right thing?
And then signing us on to more debt. Obama saying raising debt doesn't raise debt.
I agree. We should just, there has to be a standard. It can't be gold anymore because gold isn't big enough and consistent enough with the new economy. But we need standards that say debt can only grow this fast compared to GDP and can only reach certain limits. You can't allow unlimited debt. That's what we've done. We have run trade deficits since the early 70s. We've run budget deficits except for a few years, and they got bigger in the boom. Even Keynes, or that crazy guy, which he never invented his theory, but at least he said governments should run surpluses and booms and then run deficits to balance out the private economy. But we've been running budget deficits in booms and busts. You can't, and debt grew at 2.7 times GDP from 1983 to 2008. You can't have debt grow that much faster in the economy and not end up bankrupt and in a debt crisis. Any economist that didn't see this coming doesn't know their ass from a hole in the wall.
That's right. Let's talk about gold. I have gold as an emergency backup hedge for collapse, for inflation, for whatever it is. Literally like pirates, you know, bury your gold. That's what I've got it for. I don't have it as an investment. And I bought most of my gold between $300 and $500 an ounce. So even if it plunges or even goes up, whatever, I've got it. I'm not selling it until, you know, we ever go to a road warrior situation. And then I know it'll have some value. But separate from that, I mean, are we talking about raw land? We're talking about skills. I mean, for the average person, what do you do?
Well, again, gold isn't a bubble. I was debating Peter Schiff in St. Kitts, and I know you know him, and he's saying gold's not in a bubble. I said, gold went up almost seven times between 2000 and 2011. That's a bubble. We said gold's a bubble. It's going to be the last bubble to burst. It is bursting. I think gold's going to see $700 an ounce by 2016 when the Dow is at 5,000 or 6,000, and I think it's going to see 250 to 400 around the turn of the next decade before a big commodity cycle. Bottoms. I mean, commodities peak every 29, 30 years like a clock. So I don't agree with the gold bugs on that. And the truth is there is nowhere to go. You put your money in safe stuff, liquid cash, and cash flow is king in a deflationary crisis. And then if you want stuff I can trade. I want shotgun shells, you know. I want little bourbon bottles. I want silver coins even more than gold.
No, I agree. I got more silver than gold. Yeah.
Yeah, silver's great for exchanging and buying stuff. Food, you know, dried foods and stuff. Cans of tuna in a crisis. That's the sort of stuff that people are going to
want. You know,
Harry,
this is scary because I study this every day as a layman from every angle, and any way you look at it, it runs from horrible to apocalyptic. And absolutely, I tell my listeners do this. This is what I've been doing. And I've got family that's awake, but some family that says, you've been saying this for so long, they don't believe it because I was so visionary. But if you study history, these cycles are there. Right. And now I look at the U.S. government, the British Defense Ministry, all the universities, all their internal prospectuses actually say what you're saying. But just like Japan, for 20-plus years has denied they're even in a recession. They've been in a depression. They're literally having mass mental illness just collapsing over there. But if you read a Japanese newspaper, they say they're doing fine. And I see that same scenario here. We just slide into this depression, and then they just keep denying it forever. It's mass mental illness.
Well, and the best way of denial is quantitative easing. You just keep throwing money in the economy, like taking more of a drug to keep from coming down. That's all they're doing is masking it over. We're not facing reality. And again, Japan has proven they have an echo boom generation. Their economy should have turned up again around 2003 by our demographics, and it didn't very much. And then they went back and downturn. It's because they've never dealt with their debt. They've never let their economy rebalance. You have to rebalance. The free market system knows how to do this, just like your body does if you eat bad sushi. It'll just flush it out any way it can. That's what the economy was trying to do. Flush out this debt, flush out these asset bubbles, flush out these derivatives. This is, I mean, we're on steroids and we're going to die from it and be in a coma forever if we don't deal with this. I'm just waiting for the darn crisis to happen.
What's the time frame? The next year or two?
I think we're within a month or two of a stock top. Stocks will go first, and then real estate and economy will follow. If the economy goes down, you're going to have bad bank loans rack up very quickly. Real estate.
Oh, you're saying 6 months to a year.
Be in big trouble. Yeah, I say it starts this year, and I think the biggest trigger, it may not be the first trigger, but the biggest trigger that makes this a crisis that central banks like the Federal Reserve cannot fight, if that China bubble bursts, and it's already showing the cracks, they're having wealth management products and institutions blow up and start to default, and it's happening more and more. That bubble, people don't understand. The Chinese, the rich Chinese, top 10% control 60% of income, 50% of consumer spending, 85% of the real estate and financial assets, and they save 65 to 70% of their money. And they invest it all in real estate. They don't like stocks and bonds, and their stock market's been a total roller coaster.
They also buy gold.
Yeah, and they buy gold. So if their wealth collapses because this real estate bubble collapses, they're going to stop buying real estate around the world. They're going to have to stop investing. They're going to stop spending, and China will implode. Everybody says there's going to be a soft landing in China. You don't have an extreme bubble.
They're already having thousands of riots a month.
Yeah, and then the rich people are leaving the country voluntarily. They are leaving. Well, I was just in Australia for 3 weeks promoting the book and stuff and lecturing, and it's like Chinese are buying everything. In Australia, and they're buying Southern California, San Francisco, Vancouver, London, New York.
They're evacuating.
They're keeping the bubble going. When they stop buying like the Japanese did in the early 90s, we're going to see real estate bubbles collapse around the world, especially in the most bubbly cities. This is going to be a major crisis because real estate is what really hits people.
Well, Harry Dent, I mean, I've had you on before. You've never been this wound up. I mean, you're really concerned.
No, I am. I mean, again, I cut the demographic clip. I went to I had to change publishers and cut my advance 70% because I said this book, my publisher wanted to get out in September. I said, it's going to be over by then. We're going to be into the crisis. I want to warn people before it happens because this only happens once in a lifetime. That's why, like you say, people are delusional. They don't understand this. A depression like this, a debt detox, whatever you want to call it, a deflationary crisis only happens once in a lifetime. So people don't see it coming. They don't understand it, and they don't know what to do when it happens. This book tells you from A to Z what's going to happen, what's going to go bad, how
I want to carry it,
what
I
investments wanna... are going to go down, and then what to do about it. There is some, you can, this can be the most profitable time in your life if you simply see the inevitable while everybody else is in delusion and denial.
Wow. Man, we got to get you back sooner. I promise to go to calls. We only got like 10 minutes left. We're going to break in a minute. RB wants to talk to the guest from Minnesota. You're on the air with Mr. Dent. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. Hi, Harry. I've really noticed that in the wake of the NGO / EU / USA backed illegal coup of the democratically elected president of Ukraine, all these big central banks have just been salivating like dogs around a dog bowl. It's just disgusting. And then on top of that, you see like this, the big world vampire squid, the EU and the junior world vampire squid, Goldman Sachs, is salivating like dogs. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, you know, this is something we also cover in the book. We have a geopolitical cycle, and I don't know what causes, but 18 years we'll have a good world when nothing goes wrong, like 1983 to 2000. Then from 2001, starting with 9/11 and the tech wreck, and going all the way to the Iraq War, Afghanistan War, you know, the Syria, the Arab Spring, the Indian Spring, and now Russian Ukraine. We just had a series of political challenges, geopolitical problems around the world. I think this is going to get worse. I think, you know, it's kind of a little bit like Hitler, where Putin says, okay, we took over Crimea, but they wanted us anyway. We're not going any farther. He wants Ukraine. He wants to rebuild the Soviet Union. Russia has some of the worst demographics in the world ahead. In fact, they're one of the few countries that has a declining life expectancy because they're drinking themselves to death. If you ever watch a Russian movie, you'd understand why. I think this is going to get worse, and this geopolitical cycle doesn't turn positive until 2020. So we got 6 more years of this sort of stuff. So expect more of this. Expect more geopolitical conflicts. Expect more problems in the Middle East.
But that's the way to see these governments, is they're all like vampire squid, like the caller said, trying to just grab something to eat it. So it's like two vampire squid trying to grab Ukraine and absorb it.
Well, that's what they want. They're like a business. They want to gain market share. Like you said earlier, they want to gain more control over the economy. The economy works best when there's just good, solid rules, and you do need rules to the game. But and then you let the private economy innovate and grow and rebalance itself.
Should we bring Glass-Steagall back?
Government controlling everything.
Should we bring Glass-Steagall back?
Yeah, that you need. Banks should not, you shouldn't have all these people in all these businesses. Banks should be banks. Investment banks should be investment banks. Brokerage firms should be brokerage firms. Investment, I don't even like brokerage firms and investment firms being mixed up, because now the broker's going to sell you their own stuff, whether it's in your interest or not. I mean, that's what they're going to be motivated to do. I think the financial institutions, that's the biggest thing. If we just let each sector do what they do and don't let them cross over, that would eliminate a lot of the problems we've had.
Well, I totally agree with you. And again, people need to get honest with themselves as a culture, that we're not just here putting out fear. This is what's going on. You can debate exactly how the cookie's going to crumble, but societally, the denial has to end first, to have a real debate, to then give the political class the courage to do the right thing, because not everybody in the power structure is bad. And a lot of the people in the power structure are scared right now. They just can't get the public to make the right decisions either.
No, that's right. I mean, that is what's needed. And my problem is, usually I get on CNBC. I'm glad to be on here and have more time. And I got 3 minutes to explain this. I can't explain this in 3 minutes. I spent 6 to 7 hours with audiences in Brisbane and Sydney and Australia, and really got to educate people A to Z about this. And once you do, there is no debate. People agree with me because we're looking at the facts. We're looking at reality, like you say, and this is undeniable. We prove everything we say. Everything I say in the book, there's a graph to show the correlation and show whether this actually happened. that. I've read books 700 pages long, not a graph on them on economics. How can you do that? So if people have time to get educated on this, they will see. People are not stupid if it's explained to them correctly, but it's not. Like you say, everybody, governments and different businesses and institutions all have their motives, and nobody's telling you the truth. I don't work for anybody. I'm not at Merrill Lynch or some major company. I can say what I find, whether it's bullish or bearish, and then no matter what political persuasion it may fall under at the time, I can say what I need to say to people. And I tell you, most people cannot tell you the truth. Your stockbroker cannot tell you the truth. Absolutely cannot. They would be fired from their firm if they did.
So, let's go back to the other phone calls here and see what they have to say. Let's talk to Justin quickly in Florida. Go ahead, Justin.
Just want to say great points. I agree with what you're saying here, and good solutions, too. I guess my other question is, since you pretty much touched on everything, is what do you make of the recent bankers dropping like flies?
Would you say bankers?
A lot of banker suicides, a lot of broker suicides, high-level people.
Oh, well, I mean, you know what happened in the 1930s. People were jumping off buildings. I mean, these people, I mean, a lot of them really need to be tried in criminal courts, what happened here in a lot of things. And when this thing fails, it is going to hit financial institutions. It's going to hit New York City big time. Anybody who just bought a condo for $100 million is going to lose their ass on that. Rich people think you can't possibly lose buying in downtown Manhattan. This is going to especially hit financial institutions and their executives and people. So there's going to be way more of this ahead, and that's unfortunate, but that's just a reality.
There you go. Great question, Justin. Let's talk to Wilbur in New York. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Harry. Harry, I get your newsletter, Hi. Boom and Bust. It's a good newsletter.
Great.
Well, let me see. I do a lot of analysis like you do, macro, microeconomics, technical, cyclical analysis, demographic analysis, like you do. My question to you is, given the massive housing real estate bubble that you talked about in China, which makes ours look like child's play, and now the Ukraine situation where we have really the elites now are duking it out, how deep do you think this downturn, this next shoe down is going to be? I know Prechter Rob has got his opinions on it, too. I'd like to see when you're thinking this is going to happen, because I'm absolutely seeing it. It's going to be within weeks to months, not years. How deep do you see it? And will this change the course of events, assuming the elites, don't knock them?
Oh, yeah, they always try to start wars during this stuff, sir.
Yeah, bubbles burst, they always burst, and they go back to where they started a little lower. The Dow has to get back to 3,800 just to erase the bubble. Housing has to go down 55% just to erase the bubble back to early 2000 when it started, and will probably go down 65%. So I see a much bigger housing downturn over the next several years. Stocks are going to probably go down in two waves. The next wave takes us, like you say, I think it's going to top by early May, if not earlier, at 17,000 roughly. We're going to go 6,000 a little below in the next plot. Then we'll have a bounce after that for a year or two. And then by 2019 or 20, I think you're going to see 3,000 to 4,000 on the Dow. I love to debate Robert Prechter because he says I'm too bullish. He's predicting 600 to 1,000.
Let's talk to Abe in California. Only got about 30 seconds for him to ask the question. Abe, ask your question.
Hey, peace be upon you. It's just a quick comment I wanted to make about the whole humanity situation and where we lie as a species. Look, we, mind, body, and spirit, need to rediscover ourselves. We need to immerse ourselves in the natural five senses. Then we will discover the sixth sense, which is essentially the pineal gland.
We got to go, man, because it's a question. But we do have to get back to being real people again and not just mindless consumers that believe whatever television says. Final comment, Mr. Dent.
Well, we have a 250-year revolution cycle. The last one was the American Revolution and the Industrial Revolution. So I think we are going to see a big revolution ahead. And I just tell people, read this book, The Demographic Cliff. I killed myself to get this thing out in time. And we've got a free newsletter. We've got paid newsletter like Boom and Bust. We have a free newsletter called Survive and Prosper. And all you do is go to harrydent.com, put in your email, and you're done.
Listen, I want to get you back more often than once a year.
Sure.
On the nightly news.
Come back when we think this thing's going on. I think by May, June, we're going to be in trouble.
I hope a lot of smart people are saying that. Thank you so much for the time.
Okay. Thank you, Alex.
Powerful, pretty scary interview, and I see no fall in what the man says. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We're going to go a little bit of overdrive here when we come back. InfoWars.com for the free audio streams.
You are listening to GCN.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on...